Exercises 5 through 7. It was the day before Anne's wedding, so the house was full of people, all very busy getting things ready for the next day. They were lifting clothes out of boxes and getting them out of cupboards to be ironed and hung up. There were the pretty flowered dresses of the bridesmaids, Anne's lovely wedding dress and veil, Mum's new outfit and hat, and Dad's suit. It was so busy in the house that Dad had gone into the garden to cut the grass and to do a bit of digging. Suddenly, Mum came to the back door and called out, "What trousers have you got on?" "My old green gardening pair, of course," Dad replied. "Why do you want to know?" Mum seemed quite worried. "I've got your best suit out of the cupboard, and there's only the jacket on the hanger, no trousers. Do you know where they are?" Dad said he had no idea, but he'd come and look. He searched through his cupboard and everyone else's cupboards, but they weren't there. Then other people joined in the search, but it was no good, and soon everyone was worried, except Anne. She was laughing. "You'll have to walk me up the church aisle in your best jacket and your old green gardening trousers, Dad," she said. "Then everyone will remember my wedding." Soon everyone was laughing and thinking of the unwedding things they could wear, their aprons or their crash helmets. Just then, the doorbell rang and Mum opened the door. Anne's grandpa, a retired tailor, was standing there with Dad's best trousers hanging over his arm. He was surprised to find them all laughing, and even more surprised when they all shouted, "Hooray, the trousers are here!" Grandpa explained that he'd noticed a button that was loose when Dad had last worn them, and he'd taken the trousers home to sew the button on properly. Then he'd forgotten to bring them back. How pleased everyone was! Anne gave Dad a hug. "I'm glad we found your trousers," she said, "but it's you I want at my wedding, and I really wouldn't mind what you wore, even those old green gardening trousers."